It's not the opportunity for Musar or anything like that. It's just the truth is I was planning on talking a little bit about this topic early in the week anyway, because this Pashas Vayishlach, and it does touch on, we are learning the Perek Gidon Noshe, so it's kind of hard to turn down Pashas Vayishlach and Gidon Noshe together. But tragically, the real impetus for what I want to say is unfortunately the tragic events that happened in Jersey City this week. Just, again, not that we can ever fathom Tachik and Shbarach, but just to give some form of, I can't even say a perspective or anything of any shape or form, not really have to give a perspective on such horrific events, but just to put it into some kind of a Torah light, so to speak, if we can even begin to succeed to do that. So we start out the Perek Gidon Noshe. We're learning Perek Gidon Noshe, and we're learning a lot about Machos Asuros, and some of you may remember the very first day we said that, as strange as it may sound, that all these sodas that we're talking about, Bliyas and Tamim and everything, which Rabbi Nasi put into Perek Gidon Noshe, in the end of the day, what? Are not even true when it comes to Gidon Noshe. Because when all the dust settles, we pass in what? And we give us in Dav. Now, that's not a big downer, because that's okay. So we stole all the concepts, just plug them into everything else. The Vela true, we just changed the Nusha for Dag Tummy and the Vela Centrafus and all that kind of stuff. So we didn't waste the last 4 months, hopefully. Okay? But Gidon Noshe is taka different. And Gidon Noshe is radically different from all the other Machos Asuros in the Torah. If you think about it on multiple levels. First and foremost, there's no Tam. And there's no Tam, it really shouldn't even be called Achila. And we'll see, hopefully, next semester, we'll talk about. We didn't even really talk about Machlekes Yesh Begidin and Begidin. Well, even the Mandiyomu says Yesh Begidin and Begidin, they also agree that physically there's no Tam here. It's just that the Halacha treats it as a Tam because as an Esrachim, a Mamel, Apidid, it's like a Tam. I want to give away the Lumbus for next semester. But the Ikaron in the lab, in the cookbooks, you're very rarely going to find an ingredient in the stew is throwing this delicious taste of Gidin Noshe. Nobody. Beilam Mandiyomu Yesh Begidin, Gidin Noshe just doesn't have any Tam. That's the bottom line. Remember some of Shem saw the model of Yatsamas, right? No, there's nothing here. But there are other things that are strange about Gidon Noshe. Gidon Noshe is the only one of the Machos Asuros that appears in Sefer Bereishis. Doesn't appear in Sefer Vayikra, where the bulk of Machos Asuros appear. It's not repeated again in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, where the bulk of Machos Asuros appears again. It's not much like, I mean, it's in context because of the story, but it's really out of context of the rest of the Kashrus. Even the Lashon that the Torah uses to describe it is a very, very, very strange formulation. What does the Torah say? Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es Gidon Noshe. If not for Torah Shemapeh, I could have almost walked away with what conclusion? But this is not a statement of halacha, but rather almost like a statement of historical custom. This is the Jewish, but we don't do these things. Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. The Torah Shemapeh says, lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. It's like, lo sochlu nevela. You're not allowed to eat Gidon Noshe. But one could have almost equally, if you were a real good snooki, you could have read the pasuk, that there's no way to get an usher. Okay, well, because of this event, therefore the Jews don't need to get an usher. One could have read the pasuk that way, or fiputo, so to speak. There's something else about get an usher, a term that's not present, but the parish of get an usher, that is present pretty much by all Machos Asuros, especially those Machos that deal with animals, for sure. That's the notion of Kedusha. In Parashat Shemini, the Torah says time and time again about being Kaddosh. And if you think about it, because Kashrus is found in what Sefer primarily? In Vayikra, which is Sefer Torah's Kohanim, which is mostly about Kedusha. 99% of the Sefer is not even related to Yisrael. So much of it has to do with Kedusha, Samikdash, and Kohanim, etc. Kabbalahs. And Kashrus snuck in there, in the between Tumah and Mishkan, and in the Mikdash. It's about Kashrus made its way in there also. And even when the Torah repeats the dinim of Kashrus in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah concludes Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, that is, if it doesn't appear in Sefer Vayikra, Lo Sochel Yisrael Nevela, Tumas Nevela appears, but not the Yisrael Achila. And how does the Torah conclude it? Lo Sochel Nevela Yesher, Ki Am Kaddosh Atom Hashem Lekech. So it's like, Torah's right. By the way, the reason why you can't eat drink is because you're Kaddosh, of Kedush Yisrael. And even Bishul Basa B'Cholav, which doesn't appear in Vayikra either, but when it's grand finale, the third time it appears in Chumash, it appears in the context of Kedusha. I'm Kedusha, Tel Hashem, I can't lose the Mashem, I'm going to be Chalevim. Nowhere does it say anywhere about Gidon Osher that you can't get an Osher because you're Am Kaddish. It doesn't say that. There's no mention it's not in Pashas. Kedoshim, not in Pashas. Shmini, not in together with Am Kaddish. It's like its own world. It's like its own Pasha of Kashas. What does the Torah say time and time again? Ki Am Kaddish Atol Hashem Mekecha, Visim Kedoshim, and therefore don't eat treif. So that, of course, highlights Chazal speak about the notion of Dover Metaptim as Alev. That Dvarim today, the Chaz, the Beilus, the Kretzis, the Dam, the Chela, the Pasvachal, those are things that impact on your neshama because we're going to borrow a term in halachic terminology. They always think it's Rechetzah. I mean, there's something spiritually impure about these things. These are steerers to Kedushas Yisrael. The Jewish neshama is Kodesh. So the Jewish body is Kodesh, and if the Jewish body consumes these devarim which are anti-kedusha, that's going to impact on the tantum as a lay. It's going to impact on your neshama. Again, I'm not talking about a pure halachic sense, but almost like a little bit of more of a metaphor. But Gidon Osher may not have that quality. And I'll tell you another issue that may not have that quality either. And it doesn't mean it's a less chomer issue. I'm not sure that chomer to pesach has metaptim salay. I don't know. We have to think about that next year. We learn psachim. So we have to figure out the connection between psachim and chulin. Is chomer metaptim salay or not? I don't know. I know that there were some mishonim, some achronim for sure, said maybe issue chomer is only in issue gaver, not in issue chefza. Yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about next year, but not for now. There is a certain relationship between Gidon Osher and Chometz. They're almost like in the same boat. You know what's similar about them? They're things you're not allowed to eat, but not because they're ba'atzmusam bad. You know why you can't eat them? They fall more in the category of mitzvahs, almost like edios. Edios means mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as an edios, as a testimony, as a way of reminding us about certain truths, as a way to demonstrating certain truths, like Shabbos. Shabbos is an edus, is an ois. Tefillin is like an edus, like an os. There are certain historical realities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be made on. He wants us to reinforce day in and day out in our lives. And he gives us certain mitzvahs to highlight them. All of Pesach is an edus. My edus, v'chukim, v'mishpat, it's an edus. And the refrain from Chometz of Pesach, I'm not referring to Chometz because Chometz per se is bad for my neshama. It's bad for my neshama today, but it's okay next week. But that doesn't make any sense. It's not bad for your neshama. But you have to refrain from Chometz because by refraining from Chometz, you're being made to the world and most importantly to yourself. You're reinforcing what the message of Yisro Chometz is. Of course, the whole message of Yisro Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amun of Hashem, everything that Yisro Mitzrayim is all encapsulated in the refraining from Chometz. So you see from Chometz that the Torah sometimes gives you in Isra Achiva, because we know food is a very important part of our lives. So you can have an Isra that expresses itself at the kitchen, expresses itself at the dining room table. But it's not that the food is really treif. I don't mean this halachically, but food is not a food treif. But the goal of refraining is to reinforce a certain truth, a historical truth, that must be reinforced. In the case of Chametz, 7 days a week, 7 days a year. And in the case of Gidon Osher, every single day of our lives. Now again, we don't reinforce this too often because we don't sit around shechting animals and taking the Gidon Osher and discarding them. But in the old world, the way things were done until about 100 years ago, every time you have an animal shechted, you open up the animal and take out the Gidon Osher, you're being made to the following truth. That's a day in, day out. I'm sitting down at my table, I'm in the restaurant, and I'm ordering my steak, and I see, guess what? What's it called? What's the Gidon Osher steak called? Sirloin. Sirloin's not on the menu. You know why sirloin steak's not on the menu? I say, wait, why is not it? Because that's Gidon Osher. I'm being made up. It's a different kind of machos asuros. It's an edus to kedin. It's a historical din. Therefore, it belongs in the Sefer of Reishis, which is history of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't belong in Vayikra. It doesn't belong with Dvarim. And it doesn't belong with Kedusha, because it's not a steer to Kedusha Yisrael. It's an edus to Yisrael, not a Kedusha Yisrael. And it's even getting us in time. It doesn't taste like anything anyway. It's not Mechosos in Israel. No? What's the bomb kasha? What's the edus? Just to remember a Pesach of Parshas HaYishloch? How come we don't have Mechosos in Israel to remember the Akedah? There are a lot of things, exciting things happen in Sefer Bereishis. Why this? Why the Manishtan is this? Zok the Sefer Chinuch in the midst of Gidon Osher. This is the Yisoid HaYisoidus. The midst of Gidon Osher keeps us alive for eternity. Why? Because the message of Gidon Osher was that Klal Yisrael are going to have enemies in every generation. And they're going to be people who are going to attack us, who are going to weaken us, who are going to cripple us, who are going to paralyze us, who are going to make us have trouble walking in every generation. But Yaakov Avinu recovers from the Gidon Asher. The Yizrach Lo HaShemesh, Yaakov Avinu eventually is healed, and he marches triumphantly to the next stage in history, to the end of days. Yaakov Avinu is injured by the Sar Shel Esav. Chazal interpret that malach through the Sar Shel Esav. Sar Shel Esav here is personified all the kaychas of the anti-Semitism of Sinas Yisrael throughout the generations, where they're literally descendants of Esav, or figuratively, students, disciples of Esav. And they're going to come, and they're going to give a hit, and they're going to give a bang, and they're going to give a cripple, and they're going to hurt. And it's going to hurt, and Yaakov's going to be limping. Says the Sefer Chinuch, but a Jew knows in the darkest of times that Yaakov Avinu recovered. And Klal Yisrael, the whole, recovered, and they marched to their triumphant destiny. Zot the Sefer Chinuch, that's the Eidus of Yidden Moshe. That's what happens when you don't order or sirloins. That's what's going through your mind when you don't eat the Yidden Moshe. And says the Sefer Chinuch, that gives a tremendous chizik to Klal Yisrael, because if not for the parish of Yidden Moshe, we would have given up hope long ago. The fact that we're still here after crusades and inquisitions and pogroms and holocausts and shootings and stabbings, the fact that Klal Yisrael still is here is only because we believe that Munah Shleima v'olam Hashem v'hatzilu mishpat Hashem, because there's going to come a time v'hayashal mechol aretz where ultimately Klal Yisrael will reach the final destination victorious. That's the secret of Gidon Moshe. Again, words can't describe the tsar along the way. There are no words to say, but as the Sefer Chinuch writes, l'chazak ha'amuna, that no matter where the attack comes from, l'chazak ha'amuna, that Klal Yisrael is still here and will survive, that's the Pashkei Nusha. We're learning a little bit of Gidon Asher this year. It's important you have to think a little bit about what the Eidus is, what we're supposed to keep in mind, what the message of Gidon Asher is all about. Without Micha, I want to make sure we don't hold the person up for the next class, okay?